You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Hot singles in your area looking for challenges.
And Daryl.
Yeah, weak ores are for the weak.
Good evening, morning, afternoon, day, whatever it is, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us for episode 103 of the Training Dummies podcast. We are recording this on September 3rd, 2015. If I sound weird, it's because I'm in the middle of bronchitis, and I'm almost done with it, but we were too excited to have this guest on, so we didn't want to push it out any farther. We really, really, really are excited because it's another Warcraft show, and I know we've been all over the map, and a couple of people have actually said, will you please do another Warcraft episode? And yes, we will. We will do that right now for you. And with me tonight is my bro host all the way up from Canada, because I didn't change my intro here.
Again. Warm, winter is coming.
Surprise! Right? Daryl, the Destruction Warlock, because he got kicked off of Team Shaman. And all the way from our bros over in Midwinter, Cams has been nice enough to join us tonight to talk about balance druids. So we give a big, big, in your car, while you're driving, clap for me right now. Clap for Cams. That's right. Awesome. Cams, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it is great because a lot of people seem to want to play Balanced Druid, but a lot of people don't seem to know how, so I think it's high time that we actually did a crit boom boom chicken episode. So
yeah, we have never done a Balanced Druid show, so.
And this is actually the last, the only Druid spec that we've never covered, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, they've had a pretty good expansion.
Yeah, I probably some highs and lows, like most everybody, but they seem to be doing really well. I know if you're playing at the level of progression that you are, and you're playing balanced, then they must be doing all right, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna do some basic get to know you questions. Kick it off here with when did you start playing World of Warcraft? And if it's not obvious, then what is your current main?
Oh, I don't like to think about it. It was like 9 years ago in high school, just because some friends were playing. It was right before Burning Crusade. But I didn't actually start raiding until like Karazhan and stuff. And then, like, I guess my current main is the Boomkin, because I do it for main raid, but for most of that 9 years, I played a mage, and I went Boomkin for this tier, and, like, last year's farm.
Do you prefer a mage, or are you having fun on the Boomkin?
I don't mind playing anything, but I still feel attached to the mage, you know, so, like,
yeah,
it's not very fun to have to maintain two characters, like the legendary quests and stuff, if you don't want to.
So would you say the mage is your main and the druid is your raiding co-main?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a co-main. Terrible. Have you been so bad on your mage that other mages told you that you were no longer allowed to be a mage?
I hope not.
Yeah, okay. There's some backstory there. Maybe it'll come out, but yeah.
All right.
What is play Warlock?
That's all good, too. So what is the origin of the name Cams?
It was part of a, like, generated name, and I just, like, there was no S in to begin with, but I just kind of like the sound of it, and Cam was taken. So I just did Cams, and I don't know, I'm really bad at making up names, so it's just kind of been that way forever.
Some just stick, and they end up just having all sorts of variations of the same thing.
Yeah, and yeah, I suck at naming alts, so they're all like Cams, Locke, and Ken.
I know, Palio is like Monkio, Palio, Priestio.
Yeah.
That's great. What would you say is your most fond memory in or because of WoW?
Just all the raiding. I don't know. I've met a lot of people. And, well, I guess the people I've met and then meeting them at BlizzCon, I don't know if that counts, but that's probably the most fun is BlizzCon, getting to see everybody. And
definitely
it's like,
counts.
Sweet. Yeah, just a weekend of nothing but Blizzard love and drinking.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited. This is actually going to be my first one. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm way excited about it.
Yeah, they're really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Besides Warcraft, what is your favorite Blizzard title?
Diablo. I played way too much Diablo 3.
Yeah.
Especially right now.
Are you doing the Season 4 stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. A buddy helped me out, but I did get my Barbarian to 70. It was mainly for the mount in Heroes, but I actually ended up liking it a lot more than I thought I would.
Do you guys play a lot of Heroes?
I probably play that more than anything else right now, to be honest. It's where I'm having the most fun, but I feel like with the way that Blizzard has built their franchises now is that when one of them starts to go stale, something will, you know, there'll be a new expansion or adventure or something, you know, patch or something will come out on one of the other titles that will grab your attention. So it kind of just keeps you sucked into their whole ecosystem anyway. So
yeah, that Diablo event in Heroes is really cool.
Oh, it's been great, man. It's been awesome. Even the new Heroes, the new monk Karazim, like I wasn't sure about him at first, but man, I absolutely love that guy now. So much fun. Let's see here. What would you say is your favorite raid boss of all time?
Lei Shen.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why. Just like the way all the mechanics worked, and it was a really good boss. And Archimonde's up there too now, but I don't know. I feel like there needs to be a little bit of time away from the boss, you know, to
really appreciate it. Yeah. Were you with Midwinter during the Throne of Thunder?
No, I was in Exodus.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you kind of have the top tier rating background prior to Midwinter, huh?
Yeah, not too long before, like starting in Mists of Pandaria.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. That's great. You, I mean, obviously you like it enough to stick with it, huh?
Yeah. Even though it's not the best thing for your real life, I guess.
Well, not during progression, though.
What is your favorite thing to do in game right now?
Raid, but other than that, nothing, because there's just not a lot to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Play Diablo.
Yeah. Did you get the flying, all the Pathfinder stuff?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Good.
But no, raiding's still fun, and we do alt raids and stuff, so there's still things to do. It's just not much else.
I know we've had this question with some other folks. Are you required to maintain two tunes or more than two tunes?
So right now there's like tiers of alts, I guess. Like you have your main, and then you have two primary alts that are classes that you'd be able to switch to if they got super powerful or something right before the patch came out.
Mm-hmm.
So mine are like main's Boomkin, the two alts are Warlock and Mage. And then you have two secondary alts that are kind of there that just help with the split raids and stuff like that on the first week. Like when we do all the heroic runs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just have a Shaman, a Hunter for that.
So you pretty much maintain DPS. You don't have like a healer alt or a tank alt? Or...
No, just DPS. And most people are like that just because it makes everything easier. So no.
Oh yeah, when it comes to really knowing the fights inside and out, I guess if you know exactly as a ranged DPS, you've got that down then.
Yeah, and those, like when we did our split heroics, it took like all 7 days, so we want like as little learning and downtime for everyone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. We've got a bonus question section here, so I actually have a bonus question this week. So with World of Warcraft Legion coming out, do you think everyone should abbreviate it as LEG or WoWL?
Or neither.
What's the same with WoWL?
WoWL. World of Warcraft Legion.
I love LEG.
Dear Lord.
Liege.
Liege. Can't we just call it Legion?
No. LEG or WoWL?
Cataclysm was Cata.
Yeah. I would probably call it Liege before I'd call it LEG.
Probably.
They have some of like the most unattractive abbreviations for a mop and wad.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
All the toes and all that, dude.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob, do you have a bonus question?
No, I did not prepare a bonus question. And yours all right. I don't even want.
All right.
Beach. This is Multizord from the Lords of the Storm podcast, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
All right. If you have any questions or comments or just want to find out what we're doing, we're active on Twitter. That's at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland, and myself, Daryl, is at Hend_TTD. So we're discussing Balanced Druids this evening. Rob, I can't remember. Did you say you haven't done Balance before or not very much?
So I did it for a while in Cata. And in Myst, I just ended up going Guardian because, I mean, I don't really play the tune that much. I did level 2 Druids in Myst, and both of them were as Guardian. And then the one that I have now is also Guardian. But I've always really, really liked the idea of balance. I just felt like, I don't know, I mean, this is back when I was doing it before, it's when you had to put the thorns on everything, and I don't know, it was just a little too much for me, so. And the resource system always threw me off too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I did it, well, all my druid leveling has been balanced. Currently he's stuck in Jade Forest. At like level 81, what was it, 86?
He's back there, huh?
Yeah, whatever the first level is for Jade Forest, that's the level he's at. I haven't touched him since early Mists, so. But I was leveling his balance, so maybe I'll level him up here if I can actually figure it out how. So we have Cams on here this evening, is going to teach us how to be better balanced druids. So do you want to start with the stats then and what stats we want to look for?
Yeah. Before we do that, what right now, I mean, if you're maining a balanced druid, right, and you obviously did that for progression, why the balanced druid over the mage or the warlock?
It was what Midwinter needed at the time.
So what does balance bring to the table then that the other casters don't?
A big one is Stampeding Roar. That's always helpful. You can never have enough roars.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're also pretty good at like multi-dotting things, but then doing a lot of single target to like the boss or, you know, whatever priority target there is. I mean, their multi-dotting is not as strong as like a warlock or shadow priest, and their single target's not as strong as like, well, actually it's pretty strong right now. Not like a hunter, but it's pretty good, so it's good at just kind of blanketing a little bit of damage on everything and doing a lot to one target.
So it kind of fills a lot of different roles that no other one class would fill in.
Yeah. And Starfall, I mean, there were the bosses last year, like Chromog and Blackhand or Starfall. It was pretty helpful, and there wasn't like that fight this time where it was crazy. It's still helpful, and with the Archimon trinket, it's up like all the time. So you kind of just A-wing everything passively. But
well, all right. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I'm just wondering what made you really go balance. And if you, I mean, like you said, you've got a couple other caster classes that you enjoy. So, now, if you want to get into, start off with the stats.
Yeah, the stats, it's just crit, master, not crit. It's mastery, crit, haste, multi-strike, and versatility. And versatility is, like, really bad, so you don't want any of that. And mastery is really, really good. But I don't think crit's too far behind the mastery. But you get that, like, the... can't remember what they're called. They get called where you get, like, the buff to a certain stat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The spec thing, yeah. That's mastery for balance.
Yeah, I was going to ask what exactly mastery did, but okay.
Oh, what it does? It just increases your damage of your eclipse, which is, like, the... I guess you said you haven't played it since...
Well... Pandaria. The resource system, the way that works in is like the lunar and solar thing just goes back and forth, right?
Yeah, last expansion it moved based on like your casts would push it along, but now it just goes it spends 10 seconds on a side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what you're casting then.
You want to cast the spell to match the side you're on.
Okay. I suppose we'll probably get into that in a second. I think I'm jumping ahead of us a little bit.
Yeah. Well, talents. Do you want to go through the talents then? What we normally like to do is just go through each tier, and if there's one that's clearly better, or if there's a couple, you know, that are situational where, you know, on an AoE fight, you might want it this one, and single target this one, or, you know, those kind of situations where you want to pick certain talents. So do you want to start with tier 15 and we'll just keep going?
Yeah, for that one you just take Displacer Beast because having a blink is way too powerful for a lot of things and can avoid a lot of mistakes by having a blink.
Yeah.
And then 30, the best one is Renewal if you remember to use it. But if you just want to pass the thing, Sarah's Gift, it's not bad either. Because it just kind of heals people randomly. I got a lot of crap from one of our druids for using Sarah's Gift instead of Renewal. But so, use really? Renewal if you...
Does Renewal proc, or is it
no, it's just a non-use.
Okay.
2-minute cooldown. It's like just like another Hellstone or something.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then 45... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. 45.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the 45, they're all situational. Like, they all have their uses. Fairy Swarm's been good this tier. It just puts a slow on something, and there's no cooldown. You just, like, throw them around. But it is a global, so it's kind of annoying.
Okay, then, nice.
Yeah, Typhoon is usually good for, like, everything that you can knock something back. So that also has its uses. And then Mass Entanglement, there's a few fights where you use that, just like mass root things like Iron Maidens. But I think Iron Maidens is like the only fight that was useful on.
I always thought of Typhoon as more of a PvP talent. Did you find yourself using that in PvE very much? Or?
Yeah, there's spots like if you're in the stomach on Gorefiend, you can knock the adds back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, just, cool.
If there's ever stuff like that, it's helpful.
That makes sense.
And then 60 is you take Incarnation. It's the only one. The other ones aren't good at all. I wish they were. That's one of the problems with druids is like, or for balance at least, I'm not sure about the other specs, is there's not a lot of talent choices with the DPS ones.
I don't know why. For some reason I thought Soul of the Forest would have been the go-to with the... Is it just a passive increase, and then Incarnation is the on-use?
Yeah, and Incarnation's really good because your other cooldown's 3-minute Celestial Alignment, so you just have both of them up at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And then 75, Ursula's Vortex is good on fights where you could, like, Typhoon as well. It's like Gorefiend, you can drop it down and the adds kind of bounce out of it or back into it or whatever. And then Mighty Bash, like I use Mighty Bash on Archimonde because there's an add that you can stun and he does a cast. And since Solar Beam is such a long cooldown, it was nice to have another way to interrupt.
Right, okay.
And then 90, take Nature's Vigil. Just kind of use it on cooldown. It just does some healing for your damage. Keep using Gorfine as an example. It was really good on Gorfine because he takes a lot of damage and there's a lot of raid damage going out at the same time in the transition phases or whatever you want to call them. And Nature's Vigil did a lot of healing there.
Now, is that just healing for you or is that raid-wide?
It does the raid.
Man, that seems like such a... They keep talking about taking away that kind of utility from DPS, but that just seems really powerful.
Yeah, it doesn't do as much as last expansion.
Yeah.
But it's still... Like, if something's taking extra damage, it's pretty crazy.
Good.
And then 100, for most fights you do Euphoria, which just makes... I guess when I said the Eclipse bar is like 10 seconds, that's only if you have Euphoria, because it doubles the speed.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise it's 20. And then... makes so many Star Surge, you get some haste along with the extra damage. And then Balance of Power is good for fights where you're dotting. Not dotting a lot. It's good for like a council fight. Because if on a fight like Hellfire Assault, even though you're dotting a lot of things, you can only put up the dot that aligns with whatever lunar solar eclipse thing you're on.
Right.
Okay. So when that's going faster, you can dot both of them sooner rather than waiting 20 seconds to be able to dot the other one.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
But I just play Euphoria for pretty much every fight this tier, especially after getting the Archimon trinket. Because...
like, what does that trinket do for balance?
It makes it... You have a chance when you Star Surge to also cast Starfall. And those spells share charge, so... Like, on a fight where you would Starfall a lot, you wouldn't be Star Surging as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, on a council fight, it gives you more... The trinket basically gives you more Star Surges. Because instead of Starfalling, you're spending your charge on a Star Surge, which gets you more single-target damage.
Oh, that's awesome.
And a little less... like, you get less AoE damage because then you don't have, like, a passive stat trinket or anything like that.
Yeah, gotcha. What about glyphs? Are there any mandatory glyphs?
Yeah, the roar ones, I think, needed. Stampeding roar, just because if you don't have it, roar is super short range. Okay. And this one makes it 30 yards, so it's you don't have to worry about where you are, really.
Gotcha.
And then another good one, just makes it so instead of getting armor when you're in moon can form, you just get 10% more health. That's nice, because armor doesn't do a lot for raiding.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Man, I didn't see that on my list here. All right, I'm going to have to go in and check out some of my glyphs. Awesome. So we kind of alluded to it a little bit, the resource system and the going back and forth between the solar and lunar and all that. Do you want to take us through single target and what that looks like and maybe how you use that resource system?
Yeah, you're kind of like at the whim of this bar, because if you want to be doing the most damage, you have to be casting like in the side that you're in. But so if you're in lunar, you just cast lunar spells, and in solar, you just cast solar. And like the only exception really is like when you're heading back into another one, you want to like lead with that. I'm trying to think of a good way to explain this. Like if it's going from lunar to solar, and it's going to be like 1 second before it hits solar, you start casting a wrath even though you're in lunar. Because when the cast ends, you are in solar.
So yeah, you've got your core abilities, and each of those tie to whether it's lunar or solar. So Wrath is a solar ability.
Yeah, and you can use Wrath and Starfire in whatever side you're on, but Moonfire and Sunfire you can only do if you're in Lunar or Solar.
What? So on a single target opener, what does that look like for you?
It's a lot of Starfires. You pop your cooldown. Oh, do you want me to go in like the exact way to do the opener, or just general?
Whatever you think would just like make sense if somebody was trying to like get a hold of like figure out how to do this.
Okay, yeah, you just like on the pole, you can precast Star Surge, and then Incarnation and Celestial Alignment, your two cooldowns, and then when you have Celestial Alignment up, you're benefiting from both eclipses at their max, like mastery setting, I guess. And when you do your dot, you put both dots up. So after you pop your cooldowns, you dot, and then do two star fires. Because after you star surge, you get two stacks of the empowerment that buff your star fires. And then you basically do a Star Surge, two Star Fires, until you can't anymore, either because you're in Solar or you run out of Star Surges, and then you just Star Fire.
There's so many abilities in there that sounds like... I feel like if someone's really going to get good with it, they have to just do it, right?
Yeah, and I hope I said it right, too, because I get confused with the Star Fire... Moonfire, Star Surge, all the stars and the fires and
yeah. Totally. So there's two dots then, right? A lunar and a solar dot.
Yeah.
So the lunar one is Moonfire.
Yeah, Moonfire.
And then the solar one is Sunfire. Okay, that makes sense. So you keep both of those dots up regardless of where you're at in the eclipse. Or do you only use the dot for the appropriate eclipse?
No, you keep them both up.
Okay.
And you don't want them to fall off, because if you leave that eclipse, then you're not going to be able to like put the dot back on until you go back to it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you want to keep watching that and refresh it.
So is that really important when it comes to AoE then, or only for ads that are going to stick around a while, or?
I think the magic time is 8 seconds. Maybe it's more than that. I can't remember the exact time on like when it's beneficial to dot instead of just single targeted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if they're around 10, if it's alive for around 10 seconds, it's worth it to dot it.
Yeah, okay. And so you want both dots up. And then so the basic of it is whichever eclipse you're in, you cast the appropriate spell for that eclipse, keep your dots up, and then just wait until it goes into the other eclipse and then cast those spells.
Yeah, and so you do more damage when you are at the top of the eclipse meter.
Yeah.
And so you want to do as much damage in that time as you can, so it's good to, like, if you're going to Star Surge, you want to do it kind of towards the middle, because then it's leading up towards... Like, then it'll buff your Wrath or your Starfire leading up towards the peak when it's the most powerful.
Okay.
And then when you reach the peak, you get a buff that makes applying your dot do double damage. It doesn't do it for the dot part, but just, like, the initial hit.
Okay.
But you want to wait until that thing's about to fall off before you refresh, so you can get a couple casts in before you actually re-dot, because you don't want to be spending that... like good max eclipse time in a global on a dot that does not a lot of damage on the initial hit.
So it sounds super confusing, but is there a flow to it? Do you feel like once you're going, do you get into a rhythm? Or?
Yeah, it's one thing that's either good or it's like gets into your head with it is because the eclipse meter is just on a timer. Every time you do the fight, it's always at the same spot at the same time. And so you kind of get used to it on a fight. Like, you know, if you have to, like, pay a lot of attention to something that's going on, you can't really watch the meter. Like, you've done the fight enough,
mm-hmm.
or at least you know, when we pulled it like 100 times, you don't even have to look. You just know, like, oh, I'm always in solar when this thing happens.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. You hit a certain point and you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah. And it does help, like, learning fights, too, because it like, sets a timer, you know, an internal timer, and you kind of know when, yeah. Like, oh, it's about this many eclipse things before this ability happens.
So how about I was going to say AoE, but is there anything really about the single target that you think stands out that somebody should know to make the most of it? I mean, you mentioned being at the top of that eclipse is where you're going to hit the hardest. And
yeah, you just want to make sure your dots are always on the boss. Or, like, even if you're swapping on some fights, it can be, like, you can get focused on killing, like, an ad that has a lot of health, like an Archimonde or Manoroth, mm-hmm. and you can kind of lose track of, like, the dots on the boss, and you just want to make sure those are always up. But another is you want to use most Star Surges in Lunar, because it does, you do way more damage in Lunar than you do in Solar, and so you want to buff those spells.
You do more damage in general, or those spells do more damage?
Yeah, you just both, I guess.
So you, like you overall, you do more damage.
Yeah.
How about the AoE rotation? Then it sounds like similar to single target, but you're just swapping around a lot, huh?
Yeah, you want to, if they live a while, keep your dots up and have Starfall up. If there's, like, two or more targets, you want Starfall up. Even if you don't have the Archimonde trinket and you have to use a charge on it, you want to Starfall if the thing lives for the whole Starfall, which is 10 seconds. And then you have Hurricane, but it's really trash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's one of those, like, that's one of those take it off your bar abilities. Or
yeah, I it's think like, I remember that, actually.
Like Hunters. Like multi-shot for marksman. It's like your time can be spent better just doing single target to something rather than trying to like do AoE. You just let the warlocks or mages do that.
Yeah.
Or the warriors.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I have a couple. I think with the brewmaster monk, there's an ability called Breath of Fire where you can spend some of your chi on like basically blowing fire all over everything. And it's seriously one of the coolest looking abilities, and it cracks me up, but it's pretty garbage, and it sucks that I can't really use it.
Nice. So what about cooldowns? What are the major cooldowns you want to be using throughout the fight?
You just have your 3 minutes incarnation, the talent, and then celestial alignment, which is the, like, put you in both eclipses. And at the max eclipse power. So it's just like any spell you cast hits as if you're at that peak.
Okay.
So it's like an on-demand, puts you right there where you can just hit like a truck.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that sucks about it, that it like freezes your meter wherever it is. And because you want to have Star Surges going into your cooldowns, if you Star Surge when you're on the solar side, it gives you the solar empowerment. But since you do more damage in Lunar, during your cooldowns, you want to be doing like as much Lunar damage as you can. And so if you use your cooldowns at the wrong time, you can get really screwed. And so you kind of have to wait for it to get to that. The perfect spot is like right in the center, on like a little bit in the Lunar side. Because then you, you're 15 seconds with CA where you're doing full Lunar damage. Then when you come out of CA, you're going into like a Lunar peak or whatever, and you spend like the rest of incarnation, because it lasts 30 seconds in Lunar. But sometimes you can't always do that, and you just have to pop them. Like, good examples, Phase 3 Mythic Archimonde, there's those Infernals, and they're really important to die. And there's like one set, it's like, these are the Moonkin cooldowns. And so, like, it's just more important there to just pop it, because you're just going to be dotting all of them anyways. And so you just like pop it right away, dot them all, Star Surge or Starfall, and then start nuking one down. But most of the time you want to wait till you're entering Lunar before you use the cooldowns. Sorry, that's like a lot of stuff to say.
Well, yeah, I'm still a little confused. There's too many spells with the name Star, I think, and it's yeah, like, right. Okay, like, what? And without having played this since, you know, in the last 2 to 3 years, boy, oh boy. So hopefully someone who's actually played more recently, this will make more sense to them.
I hope.
Well, we definitely have some people on the team that there's one guy that's reading a little, it's a boomkin, and then another guy that's his off spec. So, if nothing else, I'm looking forward to sitting down with these guys and seeing what they can do with it now too.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the most misunderstood specs in the game. I feel like, because I mean it's not very approachable. So, I think to get good with it probably just takes a lot of work.
It's actually like one of the easier caster specs right now. I'm probably making it sound really complicated, but like if you like sat down with it and like messed around with it on target dummy or something, you get a hold of it pretty quick.
Okay.
And the dogs are crying.
All right. Well, is there any advanced tips or tricks, like something that can help take your game to the next level there?
I mean, like I was saying, when like you want to, like the only real choices you have, because you're kind of just following that meter, are when you Star Surge and when you reapply your dots. Okay. And so knowing like the window where it's safe to reapply your dots is really helpful. For the Lunar one, Starfire, it's 10 seconds because of the pandemic. Refresh your dots, is it 20% less or something like that, and you get the whole effect. And then for the Solar one, Sunfire, it's 8 seconds. And so you have that 10-second or 8-second window, and if you go on a little ahead of that, it's fine, where you're safe to reapply it, but you don't want to apply it when you're at your peak unless you have to for some reason.
Okay.
And so you always want to do it kind of at the middle, but if you can wait till it peaks and then comes back towards the middle, then you get the buff that doubles the damage of the application. It's not huge, but it's something. It's just like something to keep on your mind, but it's not like you won't notice this massive DPS increase.
Right, right, okay.
If you were to just apply it when you were at the middle without the buff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
And yeah, just making sure that you don't cap on Star Surges, because you can hold 3 of them, and you have a chance to get a proc that gives you a free one, and you get a free one every 30 seconds. And then try and use most of them in Lunar, but sometimes you just get a bunch of procs or whatever reason you have to use them in Solar. Especially if you have the Archimon trinket, because you never Starfall once you have that. So you, on fights where you would have Starfalled anyways, you just have like extra charges to use.
I want the Archimon trinket, but I don't know when that's going to happen.
Well, the bad thing about the Archimon trinket is when it's mythic, I think it's like 95%. I don't know the exact numbers because they nerfed it, but they didn't apply it to the tooltips, and I forgot like how much they nerfed each one by. So the mythic, it's like 95% chance or something when you cast a Star Surge to give you Starfall. So it's, you basically know you're going to get it if you cast it. But
right.
Heroic was like 80-something. And so sometimes you thought, like, I need to Starfall here. It's really important. But there's that, like, the 80% chance you'll get it. Yep. When I do the Star Surge and you risk it and you don't get it, it's super frustrating.
How's the tier bonuses for balance going right now?
Oh, they're crazy. They don't change like how you play at all. It just is like one that's your two-piece spawns little gray dragons, and then your four-piece gives you a buff when you spawn one that increases your damage. So you, and they spawn frequently enough that you always have that buff. So it's kind of just like two passives. But
that's so crazy, man. Nice. I think they had a lot of fun with the tier stuff in Hellfire, because everybody's just loving it.
The only thing I don't like is that they're so required. Like when we were doing all the raids leading up to Mythic, like all our splits, it's like you needed four piece or you did way less damage, because it's like two piece is like 8% damage upgrade single target, and the four piece is 6%.
Dear Lord.
So wow. It's like if you don't have both of those, you were feeling pretty low, especially when they had like a lower tier drop rate in the first week for some reason, and they buffed it the next week.
I know it's a game changer for a lot of people. I know for Brewmaster Monk, it's definitely a game changer. I've just had terrible luck with tier this raid. I don't even have one piece yet.
You've had terrible luck.
Yeah. I've had to supplement it with just grinding out stuff and going and you know, just going trying to get the gear out of Tanan Jungle and upgrading that, and just I still don't have any tier from Hellfire right now.
Yeah, the Marksman Hunter 4-piece, I don't know don't quote me on this, but I think I heard it was like 20% for just the 4-piece, a DPS increase.
That is insane.
Wow.
It's like stuff like that, it's like, that's really cool, but also kind of, do you guys play much Diablo? It's kind of like Diablo, where you need the sets to do anything.
Mm-hmm, totally.
I don't know if I like that or not. It makes the sets fun, but then if you're that guy who doesn't get them...
Well, you want to feel powerful, when the stars line up, no pun intended, but when all that happens, it is like the best feeling ever. That when you don't for an entire, for an entire expansion, it's just like, it doesn't. It kind of leaves you a little sad, panda.
Orc.
Blood elf.
Right. Trying to think of any other questions we might ask. Rob, do you have any more?
No. It sounds like my son has some questions in the other room. I may have to cut it slightly short here. You covered some advanced stuff. Was there like anything else maybe that you would tell somebody who's getting into this, who maybe didn't have a lot of gear yet, or you know, what's the best way to be successful as a balance druid?
Always the MMO champion guides are really good if you have some questions. I'm trying to think of anything I didn't talk about, but like if they ever are curious about something, that guide's pretty good. And I think one of the Boomkins in Midwinter, is writing a guide for the official WoW forums. It's supposed to be really in-depth. But
yeah, I know that Summon Stone site went away, so I guess everyone's headed back over to Icy Veins again now.
Oh, is that? I haven't checked where everyone took their guide. I know like the Hunter one is on a Google Docs again or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of the Brewmaster community does a lot of their stuff out of the spreadsheets and docs too. Or the monk community in general, I guess.
Oh, and I guess something too is like, as appealing as that Archimonde trinket looks, I could think unless you get a heroic, I wouldn't use it. And I could think this week Paragon's Moonkin Lappe used like a trinket from last tier on their Fellord kill. I might be wrong, but I think he got like rank 1 DPS using a trinket from last tier instead of the Archimonde trinket.
Huh.
For like pure single target. But I don't know. I probably wouldn't do that. He's a special situation. Like, they use their ring.
Yeah, and they...
Yeah.
You know, people get the opportunities to play, like, on another level, really. You know, like, to be able to go in and even mess around with something like that. You know, the average player doesn't get that chance. Well, that was all I had. Daryl, do you have anything else?
I don't think so. Although I want to try my druid now a little bit just to see if I can make this work.
Stars.
Yeah, try and get these stars sorted out.
I have a bet with the some sort of standing deal. One of the guides on the raid team wants me to actually tank some of our normal raids as a guardian, and if I do it, he's gonna give me a bunch of gold. And I think it's because we always talk about deleting druids and making fun of druids and stuff, and I think he's just trying to make me eat my words a little. So I'm actually really, really, really interested in balanced druid, but I think the end of the day, I am a tank. So I'll have to see.
Guardian has a good tier this tier too.
Yeah, Guardian's very strong this tier.
All
is
right.
That what you guys, Guardian is one of the tanks that you guys cleared with?
Yeah, Sloop played as Guardian Druid. And Paragon had two, I think.
Wow.
And Method had Guardian and Brewmaster. They just became, like, invincible. They had a ridiculous amount of health. Shields. I think in the shields, I don't know. They had a lot of health, though.
All right. Well, we can hear Rob's kid in the background a little bit, so we'll start wrapping this up then. Here, I'll do this, and then you go first.
You said me go first?
Go for it.
I feel like I could just take all of yours now. To all of our guildies, we've had one job. And the Deathwing Soldier, and the Catalyst D20 Crit Crew, and Twitter, and Facebook, and all the people, and Cams for coming out tonight. Thank you so very much. You're awesome. Was that right?
Okay, what Rob said.
Cams, you got any shout-outs or hand love?
Yeah, just to everyone at Midwinter, and... Onavar, the guy who handheld me through Balanced Druid, Ovid, he just got a job at Blizzard, so congrats to him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, do you want to let everyone know where they can reach you, follow you, like you, or how they could send hand love to you?
yeah, just my Twitter is at CamsWow, just Cams. WOW at the end, and it's same with it on Twitch, twitch.tv/CamsWow. And if you just search Cam on Sargeras, you'll probably find one of my characters if I'm on. And I'm happy to answer any questions or talk to you or anything.
Awesome. Very nice. Cool. All right. Well, I guess that wraps up episode 103 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and the trainingdummies.com. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust
woo, woo!
From people you shouldn't.